Spirit just said, this, the atmosphere is right now. It's right, right now. He said it's right, right now to bring the message. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody ought to shout, hallelujah. Woo, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Don't tell me I got up and left my message in my briefcase. Look in there and see if you see a folded sheet of paper, Bishop. Oh, here it is. It's all right. Glory to God. Shout glory. 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 Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Do you know why you're here today? Amen. Before we're not going to dismiss the children. I heard this when we were sitting here. Brother Tim, Sister Kelly, where are they? Did they go? Bring all the children right here. Miss Kathy, y'all bring all the children here. Mr. Kelton, if you got you, bring all the children over here. Y'all come quickly. And then he said to tell those obedient older children, come on up to the front section. Hallelujah on this side. And no, and sit over there. Sit over there. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. We're going to talk about God, our God. But I need y'all, older people, you don't have to move. You can just let them sit beside you, amen, and you can help them, hallelujah. But we ask those sitting at the back, y'all come on up, hallelujah. That's what the Lord said to tell you. Come on up, hallelujah. Y'all, go ahead and go take a seat. They can sit there, that's fine. Hallelujah, if they'll be still, glory to God. God just wants you to know who he is today, hallelujah. And we know what he can do, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If they can be prevented from having to watch babies, somebody older needs to take those babies. Hallelujah. And we give glory. I appreciate y'all coming up so much better. You know, you come on up a little closer. There are empty seats all in here. And when we learn to be obedient, we can learn to have the blessings of God coming in more quickly. Father, we thank you for our coming together today. And we thank you that we will not leave like we came. In Jesus' name, we thank you that we have a greater appreciation of who you are. Children, I'm going to ask the question several times, and if I raise my hand, I want you to say, he is the King of Kings. Say that. He is the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. All right, look. Got it? The Lord gave me this message this morning when I got up and I started working on it. And so I'm just going to share what he shared with me. Some scriptures you might be able to get up, Jaleel, maybe not. But he said, who is this God? He said, ask him, who is this God that you come out here every Sunday to worship and to praise? And do we know who he is? And do we have the proper reverence for him? And do we accept what he has done for us? Who is this God?
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Who is this being who has never been seen, yet his presence is everywhere? Who is this God? Who is this God who is bigger than all of creation, yet he knows and feeds the fowls of the air? He knows the little ant that's crawling on the ground. I heard a minister tell this story. He said he squished this ant, and it just kind of swithered up and died, and he was happy. He said another ant just showed up and just looked at that ant, and God said to him, I felt the pain of that ant. And he said, now resurrect the ant. He resurrected the ant. Hallelujah. Who is this God? Hallelujah. Who spoke and created heaven and earth and everything in it in 6 days. And also on the sixth day, took time. Say, took time. Who is this God?
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Took time. on the sixth day to create man in his own image. Genesis 1:26. And he formed him out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. All right, children, you little children and you bigger children, take a deep breath. Now blow. And he blew into man the what? Breath of life. Shout hallelujah, I'm alive. Woo. Do it again. Breathe again. Shout again, I'm. Hallelujah. He formed him out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul, Genesis 2:7. Who is this great creator of heaven and earth who created man in his own image and yet was compassionate toward the aloneness of this man, Adam, who had given names to every cattle and the fowl of the air and every beast of the field? God was aware of his loneliness. God found no helper for him, Genesis 2:20. Who is this God who calls this great, who made the great foundations of the earth? Who is this God? He is the what?
He is the Lord of lords.
Who is this God? He's the
King of kings.
Now you got to give me a little more volume, children. He is the what? This God, who is this God who could take dust in the ground and shape it into a man and breathe in his nostrils the breath of life? And he said, this man is going to look like me and be like me and do what I can do. And he put that ability in Adam because Adam named everything. And then he remembered their names. So we can forget forgetting. Hallelujah. 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 He caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And while he slept, this man, this God, took one of his ribs. Children, stand up. Come on now, help me now. Say, took one of his ribs. Take it out. One of his what? Ribs. And say, make something. And he made a what? Woman. And Adam said, woo-wee. Say that. So Adam said, woo-wee. Hey, man. You may be seated. And the rib which the Lord, this God of all creation, had taken from man, he made a woman. And she brought her unto him. Who is this God would make such a vast earth and such a marvelous creature as man? And tell him, Genesis 2:28. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. I want more of you in the earth because you are somebody. You're the crown and glory of my creation. I trust you. I what? Trust you. Say it again. Say, God trusts me. Say, if he trusts Adam, if he trusted Adam, say, God, you can trust me. Say, you can trust me, Lord. Who is this God? I don't hear you, children. Who is this God? And he said to him, have dominion over the fish of the sea. Can I get some fish to swim in the sea, children? Come on, can I get some fish to swim in the sea? Over the what? Fish of the sea. Can I get some birds to fly in the air? Over the what? Fowl of the air. And over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Can I get a frog to move? Huh? Can I get a worm to wiggle? Can I hear a cow moo? Can I hear a tiger roar? Every creature, say every creature.
Every creature.
Who is this God